It follows tomorrow night with a blockbuster between Geelong and Collingwood. And then AFLW on the weekend has got their first finals. And Tom Stewart, the All-Australian from Catland, is involved in almost all of those. I think he's involved tonight, unless he's going down just as an observer. But he'll be playing tomorrow night, and then he's an assistant coach with the Geelong AFLW team.
Well, we're going to do our most influential men in our people in football, and we're going to have Tom somewhere near the top.
He joins us on the line. Tommy, welcome.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time. How have you been going combining the two, a full-time footballer and AFLW assistant coach?
Yeah, look, if you ask my fiancée, she says she barely sees me, but it's been a great experience, and I wouldn't have had it any other way.
What's it taught you, Tom?
Patience and just different ways to communicate. I mean, I've had a lot of fun with the girls, and obviously they're playing in their first final this weekend, so it's super exciting, but yeah, just a lot of patience and learning the game a bit differently from a different view.
Hey, Tom, we've been talking a lot about Collingwood this morning and how good they might be this season. What do you fear most, or what do you respect most about Collingwood in the lead-up to this game tomorrow night?
I don't know if we fear them. I mean, obviously, they played in the grand final last year, so they've obviously done something right over the last 12 months or 18 months, I suppose. But I suppose it's a level playing field come round one, so you don't really go in with too much expectation of the opposition. It's just what you've worked on over the pre-season and what you're trying to implement. But, I mean, obviously, they've got a lot of star power up there in the forward half that we're going to have to contend with. But all around the ground, they've got super players individually and as a collective. So it's going to be a great contest.
Jamie Elliott's back in the side. He's had an interrupted couple of years. Is he the type of player that you think that you might go to?
Yeah, probably. I'll probably spend some time on Jamie and Jordy DeGoey and Jaden Stevenson, these sort of types. But I don't think, in terms of key matchups, it'll be obviously with Harry and Blitz and these sorts, it'll get the big tall boys now. So I'll have to play a bit smaller, I guess.
That back six has been such a staple part of what Geelong have been able to do throughout their really successful era. But going forward, there's a little bit of changing of the guard. It looks like maybe Jordan Clark there, a young fella, is going to debut, which is great. I don't know whether he can fit Taylor and Henderson. Blitzarves has certainly made the fullback position his own. How's that all been going in transition?
It's a lot of fun. Obviously, as you said, a little bit of the change in the guard with a few going out. I mean, my first year was Tommy Lottigan, so two stalwarts of the footy club there. And, a bit of a change in the guard with Harry coming to sort of the twilight of his career and Hendo and those sorts. But, I mean, they've been awesome. Those older sorts, they've really, really dragged us along, and having Starlight at the helm has been fantastic. And as you guys probably know, we've made a bit of a little crew down there called the Misfits, and we really buy into it and what we're trying to achieve. So it's been a lot of fun going through the journey with those boys.
How's Jordan Clark go fitting into a group called the Misfits? He's sort of gold class elite from the time he was born, I reckon. He's played cricket for Australia, and now he's watched from his JLT form. Looks like he's just born to play AFL footy.
Yeah, it's super, isn't it? Seeing a kid of that quality come straight in and have an impact, and not only on the field but off the field as well. He's a bit of a bogan, and he loves to have a bit of a laugh. So I think that's what he brings to the Misfits, is that bogan attitude from country WA.
In the intra club stuff that you do, you as a defender, now Gary Ablett as a forward. Have you picked him up in any of the club stuff that you've done? And has he still got it, do you think, Gaz?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very crafty game. He's very good at losing you in traffic and knows exactly where the ball's going to drop and what he can do with it when he's got it in his hand. Is as we know, it's pretty special. So I have had the pleasure of matching up against him in the interclub stuff. And I mean, if we all understand now that he's a lot older. I mean, I think he turns 35 in May, so I think he understands what his output's going to be. And if he can stay on the park for as many games as he can this year, he's going to tear some games up in that forward half. So while it's not going through the midfield and that sort of thing, it's a different journey for him this year as well. So I'm excited to see what he can bring to that forward half with the new players as well.
Well, Danger did his best to take the pressure off Gary. He said he'll only kick 60 goals this year. Are we going to see a slightly different look Geelong this year, the way you play?
I think so. I think the evolution of the game and that forward pressure and that, I suppose, that not the sort of manic style around the ball, but that high intensity, high pressure sort of style is the way the game's gone of late. So we identified that over the offseason as a key area that we had to improve on. So, I mean, the blokes we've brought in and the way we've tried to train over the offseason, I think everyone will be a bit surprised about the way we're going to go about it this year.
And there's a different look in the centre square at times through the JLT as well, with we know the big guns that have been holding up so well for such a long time, but it was nice to see Brandon Parfitt get in there and have a real impact over the two JLT games I watched.
Yeah, absolutely. He's pretty silky, young Parf, and obviously that we're sort of coming into the stage, well, obviously I'm a bit older, but we got drafted in the same year, and we're coming into the stages of our career where we're quite settled in what we can do and what we understand about our game. So I think we'll see a lot more of him at CBs and around the ground and that sort of thing with his footwork and his silk around the contest. So yeah. I'm looking forward to his output this year.
Charlie Constable and Narkle were others that also went through the middle, Tim. So I think Chris Scott's got a very open mind to giving more responsibilities around. Hey, Tommy, are you a footy head? Will you sit down tonight and watch the season opener?
Yeah, absolutely. The more I'm spending in the system, I suppose, I'm not watching footy as much, but, I mean, round one at the G, Carlton, Richmond, you can't go too far without watching the whole game. So start to finish. So I'll be sitting down very intently and having a good hard look at the opposition.
New hairstyle or anything different than we're going to notice about you out there this year, Tom?
Nah.
No?
Just hanging on to these locks for as long as I can.
Just rocking the headband again?
Going bald. Yeah.
If in the misfits, Tim. They keep it nice and straight down there, and they're coached by Matty Scarlett, who wouldn't allow any of that, only at Mad Monday. Hey, Tommy, great to talk to you. Well done on what you've been doing with the AFLW team. Good luck with the girls on the weekend, and good luck tomorrow night against the Pies.
Thanks for having me, boys.